Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, August 15th, 2022. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider and never miss a show. Today, we have a very special guest. A-Love is a cast member of WeTV's new hit reality show, Supersize Salon, which follows the staff of the first beauty salon that caters to the plus-size community. The reality show follows six businesswomen owners who from across the country who joined forces to open the world's first recognized plus-size salon customized to accommodate women of all shapes and sizes up to 800 pounds. The San Diego native is a hairstylist and entrepreneur with her own holistic hair care line, and she wears many hats in the entertainment industry ranging from comedy, acting, and public speaking. A-Love is an influencer on social media for the empowerment of plus-size women, self-love, and so much more. Supersize Salon airs Fridays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on WeTV, and the series will also stream on All Black every Tuesday following its WeTV airing. And we are so excited to have A-Love on the show. Welcome, A-Love. Hi.
Hello, darling. How are you doing?
I am doing great and so excited to talk to you. You're a celebrity now.
Ooh, girl, it's this newfound starship. I don't know what's going on.
So before you got on the reality TV show, I want to learn about what you were doing before. So how long have you been in the beauty industry?
I've been licensed since 2007, so about 14 years just about. I've always did hair. I grew up in a salon. My family has three or four salons. So this is what a passion. My mama did hair. My grandma came over here from Dominican Republic. She did hair. It's just in my blood to work with my hands. So I've been literally doing it my whole life. It is my number one passion to make people feel great about themselves. And I think I put a lot of love into it. So that is the energy that people receive when I touch them. So it just makes me elated to even get the honor of having clients to bring that love and spark to their life that they could be missing from somewhere else in their life.
So do you own your own salon as well?
Not currently. I closed down pandemic and actually just started traveling more and doing more clients. So I literally work in like four different states, California, Las Vegas, as you can see, Arizona, well, Nevada, you'll say. So four different cities, and Atlanta. So I haven't revisited back in New York really, but I am booking to go back into New York. But I like the traveling. I do have home-based salons in every city that I stop at, but they're like my friends or family salon that I've been with for years. So I promote their salon at the same time they promote my hair care line, Here to Heal. They all have it stocked in the salon. So I think it's the perfect way to do it.
Okay, and now tell us more about your hair care line. You just mentioned it. Tell us how long you've been an entrepreneur with this hair care line.
So I've always been a scientist. They call me the math scientist. And I've hated products like my whole career. Haven't did a relaxer in like 12 years. Like I just don't like to do them. And because all my clients and everybody's hair, I've always grown hair, I figured I would come up with my own system to have a way that I can touch people's hair without actually touching people's hair. So about 6 years ago, I started blending and learning herbology, I believe it's called, and became an herbalist in 2017. And then I just went deeper. It really came from my abuela. Her and my lineage, they were all gardeners, and they did a lot of herbing. So she came to me in a dream one day and was like, your hands are made to heal, and this is what I'm going to do for you, you know? And so all my life, I've been growing hair, and I realized that that is my niche, that when I touch people, they are blessed. So I figured I could bottle it up, learn the herbal part of it and learn the holistic part of it, and then teach it to the world. So about 5 years I've been learning on my product. It took me a long time to perfect it. So about 2 years now, Black Friday, so the Friday after Thanksgiving, it will be on the market for 2 years.
Nice. And so do you travel and go to any of these natural hair expos or natural hair events? Because natural hair got really popular for a while.
Yes, it has. So I've been to a few of them. I do love going to expos, but I do realize that because a lot of people, they say their product is all natural. I'm holistic. That's why I don't say all natural. Because you can still have natural, all natural, but your preservatives are not natural. So, therefore, it still makes your product a chemical-based product. I say holistic because my preservatives are literally from the earth as well. So I do visit them, but I haven't lately. I've been a little busy.
Understandable. And you're also an influencer on social media for the empowerment of plus-size women. Now, tell us some of the things you've done in the plus community.
So I call myself the plus-size superhero. I've spoken at many engagements. I've done pool parties. I've done events. The BBW, they have a BBW conference in Vegas that Jamie, she put me in. And I just really like to pump it out to everyone. So I've done walks, charities. I've talked to plus-size kids. I've done pretty much it all. If there is a, I know there is a plus-size pride in Miami that I'm about to start. Shout out to Troya and Queen Curvy Magazine in down there in Miami that I'm about to start getting myself into because she brings awareness down in the Florida area, and her brand is superb. I love it, what she's putting forth. So, like, those are some of the stuff that I'm getting started on doing, you know, and for anybody else who has anything out there, I am welcoming you to hit me up because I love to do it.
Absolutely. And so how long have you known Jamie Lopez? She is the star of the reality show that you're on, but it looks like you had a relationship prior to the show.
Correct. I've been knowing Jamie James. So we've been filming this show for like 4 years, so probably about 5 or 6 years as well. About probably like 5 years. Me and Jamie met on social media. People was like, hey, you guys are about the same thing. You guys need to link up. And when she first went to Vegas, she was having like these massive pool parties for plus-size women. All the women was there. And I will pull up. I'll drive from Phoenix. I'll drive from anywhere. I'll fly from Atlanta. I'll, you know, come to support just to be in the plus-size community because before I was not per se in the plus-size community. I was just an advocate. So I was always that sore thumb in everybody's group because I'm like, no, I'm a big girl and I love it, instead of, you know, with all the skinny girls and all. I started really being more in the plus-size community with Jamie, actually.
So when did you initially get involved with the Baby Doll Beauty Couture Salon?
Probably about the year after that, I want to say. I can't remember the years. We've been working on this since 2017, 16. So, like, probably around the same time, 2018 maybe.
So did you get involved with the salon just for the show, or were you involved before the show was on the table?
No, I didn't even know there was a show first. She was just like, come work at the salon, come. They're going to love you. And then I started, you know, taking clients up there, coming through there, seeing stuff was going on. And then she was like, I got something for you. You need to be doing blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, hey, I'm here for it all. So that's kind of how it happened.
So when the show did come up, did you have to audition to be a cast member?
No, darling, no. I am handpicked, darling.
So you are already going to be a part of the cast?
Yes, darling. It was no audition. I guess you can't say there was an audition, but she literally told them, like, hey, I want her. And I did a little video saying blah, 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 blah. And I gave them the energy that I always have, which is the energy I got right now. And they loved it. And I didn't even have to do nothing else but sign some paperwork and get to Vegas.
And so far, 3 episodes have aired. Now, how do you feel about the editing on the show? Because you've been arguing and cussing people out for the last 2 episodes.
Girl. And that's what, you know what, I was like, y'all ain't going to make me be the villain on this thing. But this is really, truly me. I'm not really for the bullshit. I'm not the person that beat around the bush. And Jamie definitely knew this because even when, you know, people was around Jamie that wasn't really for Jamie, but that was, you know, sucking the life out of Jamie, I would go to bat for her then. She called me her crazy child because she knows. Girl, it's not for you, boo. Like, I'm that person, you know, I'm the warrior or the protector of my friends. All my friends see me like that. So they already knew I was going to be cutting up because it's just, you know, everybody has different personalities. Things are interpreted wrong. And then, you know, TV world is a whole other world. So they want to bring that out, but it's also a part of my growth on how I deal with things now. How I don't react to things now, how I'm learning how to keep, you know, my temper down and to a minimum. And
after you saw yourself on the show, that helped you?
Yeah, I had to, like, I really had to learn how to not blow up for real. Because if you can see, everybody was like, that's how we know you crazy, because you calm when you pissed. I was like, what's I calm? They was like, yeah, you wasn't yelling. You were just like, okay, like, what's up? Because I'm not about to do this. Or, you know. But I really don't let people bother me too much anymore. But I'm not going to really just sit there and let stuff fly without me addressing it.
Well, on episode 3, you got into a big fight about collard greens. Now,
girl,
why was that such a big deal?
And they made it seem like it was me. I was like, what in the fee, nut? Okay, because the situation is, you know, like they weed out some parts, all right? And it wasn't initially the collard greens fight. And so I'm going to just tell you, my love language, one of my love languages is feeding people. I love to cook. If you look on my story, my feed, my, you know what I'm saying, all social media, everybody was like, when is you cooking? They love when I cook. Ashley just posted me about, like, can't wait. One of her gifts was like, when I'm waiting for A-Love's food. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I cook a lot, and I especially want to cook for the girls because there's been so much stuff and separation and attitudes and everything. I feel like food is one of the happy things for me, so it'll be a happy thing for a lot of people and bring everybody together.
And I was surprised when you got into it with 007 because I thought that was your best friend on the show.
So that's my sis. You know, she's still my sis, even though whatever she's going through right now. But she my sis, But I think that we, not to say I think, but I know that there's been past situations over the years that I, like I said, I let shit go. Once I say what I got to say, I'm not harboring. I don't keep a grudge. I don't hold on and harbor things. I said it. I let it release. I release it, and it's done with me. But her, on the other hand, is not like that. So it could be that we talked about it, and she feel like I didn't listen all the way, and she's going to revisit it, or she's going to harbor it, and she's going to hold it. And that's kind of what you see on the show of her harboring things. And then us being combative, because now it feels like it's a competition. Well, there's no competition on my end, and I clearly stated that. And she did too, but it still feels like something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't really know what it is. And there's been ample times where we could have got it out, talked about it, and it didn't happen. Or I don't know what's going on, and I just kind of tune out after a point of you repeating yourself. If you're repeating yourself and I'm telling you I understand, okay, I apologize if that's how you feel, but just like I accept everybody for who they are, you have to accept me for who I am in my growth process just as well as anybody else. But on the show, my thing is if I say I want to cook for everybody and you want to bring a dish or something, then you need to go get yourself for your dish. You don't tell me that you could go to the store. You go to the store, so you go get the green. No, I'm not doing that. And so that's what the problem was.
So who are you the closest to on the show?
Well, actually, everybody, to be honest.
No, you have to pick one. Funky, pick one.
Okay, so I would say Funky Chunky. Me and Asher are like, they call us Louise, Lucy and Ethel. Of course, I'm Lucy because I'm always getting Ethel into trouble. But I would say Astra for sure. It's like, it's really like me and Astra, BB and Taj, and Jamie and Double O, if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Well, I thought it was you and Double O, so I'm glad you said that.
Well, everybody thinks so, but we argue so much that it kind of, like, tore us apart because I'm just like, damn, I'm over it. Like, I'm not that person. I don't want to keep arguing because I want to fight. Like, I'm not going to keep going with you over the same situations, and that's what was going on. I'm irritated because we keep going over the same things. It's like there was no understanding, no comprehension, and it was pissing me off. So, like I was saying, like, if you want to do something, everybody brought something. If you want to cook greens, you knew that you go to the store, get your greens, and do the greens however you do your greens, and then bring them. It was no problem. As you can see, she didn't bring shit. Everybody
Well, it looked like you're getting annoyed just talking about it.
Girl, because it's annoying. It is because, like, I don't go to people's houses empty-handed. I don't care what the situation is. You need Bougie brought some donuts and some treats and some drinks. You know what I'm saying? You could have bought the greens. It wasn't that big of a deal, but you wanted me to do all the work, and then no, it's not going to work like that. I got to cook all this other food.
We are just in episode 3, so I'm sure it's going to be way, way more things that happen that we haven't seen yet. So I saw on your Instagram that you started an IG live show to discuss the episodes every week. Tell me about that.
It's called A-Love Says. I've been having the hashtag A-Love Says for a long time because I always be talking in third person. So I'm like, well, A-Love Says. So everybody kind of ran with it, and they really just be saying it back to me. Well, A-Love Says this, and A-Love Says that. So I created a show basically to go over the episodes because, like, you were confused or baffled or I'm looking some type of certain way. I want to just clear it up because there's a few things like the me and BB argument. Nobody knows the back end of why I was so confused on why there was a word called paid clients when all the clients in the world that our clients pay. But it was like a code word for models because we couldn't use the word models. And I wasn't in on that conversation. So I was feeling a certain type of way, like, well, what the fuck, you know? But we cleared that up. Me and BB, like, that's my girl, that's sis, you know? Like, there's no issues. And you guys will see going moving forward how the evolution and what changes, what happens, what doesn't happen between us and the girls. And
so who are you looking to connect and collaborate with? You know, now you have a big platform, more people are knowing you. So moving forward, who are you looking to collaborate with?
Like with projects, I'll collaborate with all of them. Actually, they sis, even if 00 say, like, what's up, sis, I want to do something, I've even reached out to her and asked her, can she host a couple of things for me? So, like, there's no bad blood, and work is work at the end of the day.
Well, and well, not just on the show, but, like, brands you want to collaborate with or other influencers, just in general.
Was Lardi B, was it Jazz? Lizzo, if you listen in, boom, we best friends and you don't even know it, okay? We is best friends. We both like to be naked on the internet. We both got this lovely personality. Like, boom, check in with me. I need to get that. I got Yeetie. Girl, when I tell you them shapers and them shorts and tank tops is the best, okay? It tucks in smooth, darling, darling. So, Tess Holiday, I do want to do Shein. I'm not really a, you know, fashion over person, but I do love Shein. So it's a few things, a few people that I've had in my radar, and I'm learning about some more. Like I said, Queen of Curb magazine, I want to collab with you and all your stuff you got going on. Like, you know, I just learned that you do the natural hair shows. I want to come and speak and have my products there and have a booth. So, yeah, I'm learning more avenues and things to tap into and to grow my audience and grow awareness. That all fat people is not unhealthy as well.
Right. And so what is the ultimate goal of your brand?
I want okay, so I got like three brands. So we saying the Here to Heal brand or the We Love A Love brand?
Tell me both.
Okay, so for the Here to Heal, my brand is to be in every natural hair household possible, like every one of them. I want to be all over the world. I want to literally heal the mind, body, and soul with my brand, because once you go holistic and natural, it's a whole different mind you're working with. You're really getting grounded. You're really getting rooted, and I want people to get more of that. So I definitely want to be around the world and be speaking engagements on why vegetables are important for you and having things from the natural, from the earth versus chemicals and processed. I want to be able to, a lot of cancer patients, I've had three cancer patients. I'm actually at one of my clients right now. She had alopecia as well from chemical burns. So we've been working with her. I want to heal, like, literally, like, I want these hands to heal and show the world that it's not all, you know, messed up. All products don't have to have chemicals. You do not have to have these things on your hair, and you could treat it properly. And then the next, We Love A Love, is I want to bring awareness to even the plus size community and everybody else, because a lot of people who look up to me are not plus size. They're actually smaller, and they don't have that confidence that I have, and they look up to me like, how can you be this woman of this stature in this society where everybody is looking the same and still have this confidence? And I want to boost confidence in every little girl growing up who she got a little tummy and she's getting picked on. I want every woman who feels unconfident to be naked in front of her husband or a boyfriend. For every man, not just women, you know, men are uncomfortable as well, you know, as mm-hmm. big men or little men, too skinny men, you know, that it's okay for you, however the creator made you, you be happy with that and you work on yourself. But don't work on it because other people are saying something about it. Work on it because your mind made it up that this is what I want to do for myself.
I agree 100%. And so do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for? I know you're on a reality show. You have your new IG live show. Is there anything else we should know about?
Yes, I have my YouTube. My YouTube is We Love A Love as well. I do a lot of skits, a lot of little funny videos. I do mukbangs. I am in a movie called Not a Game, written and produced by Mr. Edison, his Edison Films. So I'll be looking at that. It's on YouTube. I'm actually about to post it on my Instagram. So, and I'm on TikTok. So my TikTok and Instagram and YouTube is all We Love A Love. Twitter is We Love A Love. Facebook page is We Love A Love. Everything is We Love A Love because the world loves A Love. And, yeah, I'm looking to collab with comedians. I am starting to do stand-up comedy. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know, but my brother is Faison Love, and
oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, he's really paved the way for me. So people are like, "Have you did stand up? Because you're just naturally funny like your brother." So I'm literally getting ready to do a stand up in L.A. at the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Corner, I think it is. So I'm getting prepared for that right now. I also do, like, dinner parties, themed dinner parties. So I'm having a themed dinner party for Halloween, October 29th in San Diego. My dinner parties will be traveling, so it won't be just in one set place. So you, if you tap in, you'll get invited because it's invite only.
And how you tap in?
So you can follow me on Instagram and or all the platforms and just say code word dinner party and then or theme dinner party. We can say theme dinner party and then I will send you the invitation for the dinner party. You want to come dress for this Halloween one, dress the pets because I'm giving away $500 for a contest, okay? And you get a full course meal. You get some drinks. Everything's included in your ticket. And we're here to have fun. If you know, I am the life of the party, so my parties be lit, all right? I be lit.
You got a lot going on. You got a lot going on. I learned a lot about you today that I wasn't expecting to learn. So you are a very interesting person and very talented. So before you go, tell us your official websites, because I know you have one just to purchase the hair care, and do you have another one besides that?
Yes, so I have for the hair care is www.heretwohealthealal.com, and then I have another one that's unconstruction that will be actually published, I believe August 19th is my mom's birthday. So it's www.welovealove.com. I'm going to have merchandise. Y'all going to see all my favorite quotes on T-shirts, cups, mugs, pencil pens, and everything else like that. And, yeah, so heretoheal.com and welovealove.com.
And for your natural hair care line, do you have anything specifically for itchy scalp? Because my hair is always itching.
So, yes, we're going to have to chit-chat. And I do. I have an oil. I have a pre-cleanser shampoo called T-Bath, which is you put it on, massage it in your scalp, and then you let it sit for a few minutes, and then you could cleanse your hair. I don't call I don't call them shampoos. I call them cleansers because my method is you can – so when you're a baby, you use one shampoo. You want one cleanser. You use baby soap for the whole body, from head to toe for a baby. My system is the same way. Everything you use on your hair, you can use it on your whole body. It is all natural. So, therefore, it is from head to toe cleanser. Same as the cream. Some people, you ask Todd. Todd's like, I put it on the elbow. My Love Pudding, which is my moisturizer, is good for your skin and it's good for your hair. It's perfect for your hair, especially if you have dry, itchy hair. I will put that on your. I will put it on your hair when it's wet, and then let it massage it in the scalp, and then go to styling. So I do have multiple, and I'm going to have to get you a little kit, okay? So you can send me your address, so I can give you this stuff. I have scrubbers.
Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, so I have scalp scrubs, moisturizers. I have a rose water-based leave-in spray. I have a gold oil. It's called gold oil, which is like the oil base of the actual Love Pudding. And then the cleansers, and I have care cream. Care creams are what we call conditioners. So that's about
Were you able to promote your hair care line on the show, or was that a conflict?
No, darling. You know, I am using only my products on the show, darling.
But, I mean, did they mention the brand? Were, like, people going to start Googling it?
I believe, yes. They hear me say it. I don't really know because I ain't seen every episode, but I know that they took pictures, you know what I'm saying, to, like, put them together. So I don't really know. I haven't seen no episodes. Just like, no, I ain't seen them. So
so we all have to keep watching.
Yep, you all got to keep watching.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was an absolute pleasure to get to learn more about you and your businesses. And like I said, I enjoy watching you on the show, and I love seeing images of plus-size women on TV in a positive light. Even if you argue sometimes, it's still positive that your business owner's doing your thing.
Yes, I tell everybody, sisters are going to argue, period. It's not going to be a day. Everything's not peaches and cream. You're going to argue. You're going to go through something. But it's about how you come together and overcome is the bigger picture than us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And definitely keep in touch and continue success with everything you got going on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye. Thank you to my guest today, A-Love. Make sure you watch Supersize Salon on WeTV. If you haven't checked it out yet, you are really missing out. And I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.